Red on Red.
This week in the podcast, we're joined by post-metalers, void merchants, and general men about town, God alone.
Should have dropped the outright havoc. Grey matter is frail and banjacks, though, and a cork in the rough Atlantic. Head thumps like a thunder cracking. Fed up with the skull I'm drafting. Need to get out, should have bunk a taxi. Can't scoot off with the flux capacitor. Self-loathing puppet master, tugging our strings to his own disaster. Marionettes are left tangled. I'd be better off as a lonely dancer in a slump, even I can't understand it. Anxious panic like lungs are collapsing. I just want to quit and chuck my angers to the wind, till the cyclone passes. The mind is a region designed to sow seeds, so you want to stay mindful of the harvest you're reaping. Tarnishing achievements, the arsenal's depleted. Courage up and leaves you like the girl from Ipanema. From the incubator to the defibrillator, every filthy crater's on the brink of failure. You can tip the scale till it's in your favour. Are you fit to play? Is it in your nature? Will you wilt away and let the illness take you? There is no false destiny. It's just choice, essentially. Yet each choice is meant to be.
From me sleeping on a bed of nettles, let the moss be made. Here's a toast with a full glass of whiskey. To those who see their glasses half empty, fuck 'em. Guess they never knew me anyway. Funny when this shit went south for me. There was in the clouds looking down on me. Fuck 'em. Least I got Joe in the clouds looking down on me. About to put that crown on me. April Fool's Day for you deja vu rappers acting tough. You fall like autumn leaves. Should've turned the new page. It's easy living for them briefcase politicians. We easy pickings. It's the politics of the spot that you live in. Not the doll. Give a fuck about the tea shop. That it's shadiness on the sunny side of the street. It's the money I believe in. Too preoccupied for happiness. Gotta pull my weight. It's a good thing I'm skinny. Got a full plate, cause this rap shit's not attractive or practical to my family. A fantasy is what they see in fairy tales and fallacies. When all is said and done, they all talked and got nothing done. When all is said and done, should've turned the new page. When all is said and done, when all is said and done. Up and I smelled the roses from me sleeping on a bed of nettles. Let the moss be made. Here's a toast with a full glass of whiskey. The doors who see their glasses half empty.
Thank you.
Speculative Fiction, featuring the artist formerly known as Jonan DK. Strange by Nature with Rattlesnakes, taken from Specs Effigies EP. And 10 past 7 with Johnston's Cows. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, dropping every Wednesday evening via Cork's Red FM and redextra.ie. We're also available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen. I'm Mike McGrath-Bryan, and this week we're joined live in studio by returning heroes from UK tour, post-metal, progressive, black metal, Void Merchants, General Boys About Town, chart-topping superstars, international press sensations, God Alone. Lads, you're just off the road there from a three-day UK tour following the release of your EP. How are you finding it, lads?
Grand. Yeah, it's good. The tour was good.
It's nice to be home and shit, have people like understand what we're saying to them, so that was nice. But yeah, the gigs were decent. I thought we were going to be playing to like two people in the middle of nowhere, but like people actually came to the shows, and that was kind of mad. It was really, really nice, and like people were sound to us and shit. Yeah, it was really good.
We'll talk a little bit about how the UK tour went and the places you went momentarily, but this was all kind of spurred along by the release of your second extended player, your third release overall, self-titled, now available via godalone.bandcamp.com, as well as via all your streaming services. A co-release this time around with Cosmonaut Music. I suppose, talk to us a little bit about how you found the reaction and the response to its release, because, like, you're everywhere at the minute, seems to me like.
Yeah, it's very cool. Fair play to Carmack for, like, doing like everything and just being overall the best man ever. It was a lot more like professionally released than the past two things we've done, and we're really, really happy with the songs in it, so we're really happy that the reception to it has been as good as it was. And it's just mad that we were in like Kerrang and Metal Hammer and all that good stuff.
We'll talk about Kerrang also, because that's another kind of discussion in and of itself. I mean, when was the last time a Cork band, except for maybe Baylor, got featured in major UK music press, you know? Cormac has been someone that's been kind of really inexhaustible over the course of the past couple of years. He's been of immense help to the Cork scene in terms of providing infrastructure for their gigs, promoting gigs, etc., and just generally getting involved and just making the Cork music scene a better place. He seems to be kind of moving on now to more managerial stuff. He's helping Ye out. He's doing some stuff in Dublin. Just what an absolute lad.
He's an absolute, like, different breed of human, like he's an absolute beast, like, which I know, like, I don't think we'd have done half the cool stuff we did if it wasn't for him. Like, he's just an absolute hero. He's really nice as well, like, he's good on the pints as well.
But maybe talk to us a little bit about how the EP came together this time, because, you know, your last two releases, post-metal, black metal, shoegazing, etc., this time around you're letting a whole lot more of those diverse influences that you've been citing really shine through. Furthermore, there seems to be more kind of an internal monologue than there is, like, concentrating on external surroundings and, you know, concepts that you were talking about. Maybe talk to us a little bit about how the EP came together, recording, post-production, etc.
So, it was really, we had all these songs written that were a bit different to what we'd done before. It wasn't really as heavy or, like, I suppose, like, dark as the other two releases were. It was much more upbeat, and we weren't focusing on like the concepts around us really anymore. As you said, it was more sort of, we like to have a laugh together. Why does our like music have to be sad? Like, so we were just trying to do that. And then we were listening to loads of music and we were like, yeah, we want to do a lot more with metal than is already being done. So we were like, let's just put all the stuff that we listen to into something. And we were like, you can do all of this with metal. Why isn't like no one else doing all this stuff? And then, yeah, when we recorded, it was great. The studio was amazing. It sounded really good. And it was Tom Peters from Alpha Male Tea Party that recorded it and mixed it. And he's just a great man.
Such a dude.
Really, really got what we were going for with it. And yeah, it turned out great. I'm really happy with it.
But just in terms of like finding it within yourself to create metal, to find the energy within yourself to kind of drag from all of these feelings and create music that is created with such velocity and performed with such force and such distortion, how do you kind of find that reserve of energy or of inspiration within yourself to make metal that is not rooted in anger? Where do you find the kind of the reconciliation between the sonic extremes that you reach and the philosophical ground that you now have as adults?
When you're listening to a lot of metal, it's really constantly in one sort of emotion, but when you're like, you know, we're all really good buds in the band. You just have a laugh all the time. So, like, you'd be miserable by yourself, but when you're with the lads, like, it's a good laugh. So, when you're with the boys, yeah. So, like, it's kind of, the sad bits are just, you know, when you're by yourself, and then the good bits are just, like, when you're having a laugh and stuff, you know. Like, and that makes the sadder bits even sadder and the happy bits even happier, if there's, like, a nice dynamic between them. Yeah, that's life. It says a lot, like.
But in creating something like that that kind of encapsulates ups and downs and, you know, a little microcosm of the human condition almost, you've created something that people can really relate to. And in that respect, your first Irish cross-country tour happened immediately the week of its release. Maybe talk to us a little bit about how all that played out, and in particular playing the Lido in Blackpool, which isn't necessarily, you know, a busy gigging venue. Talk to us about how all that all came together.
Yeah, the Irish tour was class. We'd played Galway, Dublin and Cork before, but we'd never done Belfast, and Belfast was really nice to us. Like Zooler, the Zool lads are lovely.
Zool Records?
Yeah, Zool.
Named for the old computer game.
Yeah. And like, it was the first time we played Dublin where the crowd wasn't just a load of metal lads who were like, oh yeah, blast beats, that's class. Oh wait, this is disco beat, this is shit, I'm going to fuck off now. Like, so... Like, we played The Hut in Phibsborough with Ruen and Fomorian Vane, who were both decent. And it was really cool to, like, it's like an old man pub. It's, like, really cool. Yeah. And, yeah, no, the Irish tour was class. It was really nice. People come out and watch us and stuff. And the Lido was decent. That's down the road from our house. It's like,
the Lido was the Sunday of tour. After you'd done everything else, you kind of concluded your first Irish tour with a trip to the home of the Cork Community Art Link out in Blackpool. Of course, the Dragon of Shandon takes its non-seasonal residence there, so he was lining the walls when you were playing, apparently. Talk to us a little bit, because Jake, you only live behind the Lido. You didn't have much of a load in at all when it came to your gear.
Oh, it was the handiest thing ever. I woke up, like, before the load in, about, like, 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, I just have to go across the road with all this gear. That's amazing. And you go across, and you see, like, all the lads, like, that I would have been, like, hanging around with as a child, just like, oh, Jake. And it was brilliant. It was really nice to be able to do a gig as well in Blackpool and, like, do some metalling in the north side. Because there's not a lot of that. There's not a lot of music, really, there. Like, that's, there's no places to express it. So it was great.
What would you put that down to? Because, I mean, there's no shortage of pubs up the north side. No shortage of trade. Is it a matter of, you know, just kind of establishing and proving to kind of venue owners or to pub owners, etc., that you can get 20, 30 scruffy young fellas to come through there of a weeknight, etc., and just kind of build trust around that?
Yeah, it's like a lot of the pubs up there, they'd have, like, you know, normally, like, you know, cover bands and stuff, but it's really handy that there's a really good art space in the north side in Blackpool, and they do so much, like, they've made it look so much nicer with all, like, the graffiti that they've made around the place.
Yeah,
it looks great, and it just made it a lot happier than it would have been, like, a few years ago, I think.
What Alpha Lenari pub would you play if you had the opportunity?
Mickey Sulls.
Yeah, Mickey Sulls, Infernary, or Quinlan's, that'd be gas. Yeah, Quinlan's is another pub in Blackpool that would just be, oh, we'd be rocking, like.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the successes following the band's new EP, including appearances in international press. But first, we're going to go to some tunes. You've hand-selected the playlist for us this time around, and earlier on, we heard from Spec Vic and 10 Past 7. But right now, we're going to get a little bit heavier. You got Baylor with Tuesday Blues.
Yeah, absolute boys. They're really, really sound to us, and we've done a rake of gigs with them. And they're just like, our first gig to England was with them as well. It was nice living in a hostel with them. They're fucking sound. They're just really nice to make class tunes.
Speaking of people that have been sound to you and also make class tunes, you also have Horse with Drone.
Oh, yup. We did our, like, first actual gig ever in Fred's with Horse, and they've just been pure sound to us, like, just, like, actually, like, giving us a chance to make tunes when, like, everyone else was like, no, you're, like, 12, go away.
That was the evening leg of a gig that she had also played upstairs in the ground floor as well, and I'm fairly sure that, like, as odd as it was for you to kind of crossing that Rubicon upstairs into Fred Zeppelin's, it must also have been weird to be subjecting some fucking 12, 13-year-old to Horse upstairs or to shifting upstairs.
The more I think about it, the more mental it is, because a few months ago when No Spill Blood were playing with Russian Circles in Galway, I was looking at Matt Hedigan, like, you played in basically a kitchen in Cork, like, before us. And that was just mad, because they're such great lads, and they're very big, yeah.
Matt Hedigan is very big.
He's also literally very big. He's a very tall man.
But yeah, it was nice because Horse wanted to do an all ages gig, and that sadly, like, you know, ground floor is great because it was the only really all ages space that you could do something in, and we were well known around to, you know, be going down there. That's where we recorded the past two things.
Available for community artists and underage promoters to use at Marlborough Street, connected to the old YMCA centre.
Yep.
Plug, plug, plug. We're going to hear from Horse momentarily with Drone, but first, this is Baylor with Tuesday Blues here on Red on Red. Cut. Let loose the dogs of war. Always everything they more and more. Another body on the shore. We take too long to watch me to adjourn. Let loose the dogs of war. Fly up a broken body, so restore. When we see you give a shit, it teaches us. But it takes time to build trust. We need a way in. Too much noise in the deep silence. Carrying this burden for so long. This type of bloody can't go on. My loss is your loss. But you pay your way. My loss is your loss. No value in life, you need another way. First time we needed to pass. The expectation and the constant rush. Sometimes we need to trust the things they say. Horse with Drone here on Red on Red, rumoured to be appearing at a certain venue at a certain place and time around Christmas. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, and we're still joined in studio by Cian and Jake of God Alone. Because I forgot to introduce you individually earlier as well, so...
That's fine, one person anyway, like...
It's God Alone, all one word. Before the jump, we were talking about your mini Irish tour following the release of your most recent EP, and... Once it got out there and a good bit of buzz started happening for it, something unprecedented really happened in terms of what generally happens to a metal band from Cork, because like it's a small scene, there's a couple of venues maybe in Cork and then a few more around the country, and you know, unless you get to a certain level, you know, maybe touring the UK on a DIY basis, Europe on a DIY basis, you know, it's ambitious as it gets. You got the email there not too long after the EP's release from Kerrang magazine of all things, asking you for an interview feature, not just like a capsule record of you or anything, but like an actual chat. I know like the PR machinations sometimes go over bands' heads a little bit, but talk to us about the whole experience of dealing with Kerrang magazine as you understand it.
We got an email off them a few weeks ago. They were like, do you want to do an interview? We were like, ah, that's hilarious, yeah, we'll do that. We're working with Hold Tight PR company in England. They do most of the PR for the bands on like Holy Roar and like a load of Dacent bands like Conjurer and Baylor and Crack, and they're like really really nice and they just like what we're doing. And then Kerrang were like, yeah, do you want to do this? And we were like, yeah, go on. And we just answered a load of their questions, and then they were like, class. And they premiered our EP for us. It was gas going on the website and seeing like My Chemical Romance and shit, and then us below it. I was like, ah, that's gas. And we're in the magazine now as well. It was really nice because it didn't censor anything we said in it, and we said a lot of dumb shit in that.
You say our presently is the present print magazine.
Yeah, the one with Rammstein on the cover.
Yes, it's cracking monthly now, because it
I
was
have
a weekly.
No idea.
People our age, as kids, dreamt of accomplishing the things that ye have, and you know, there it's fair to say that there were a couple of people that were really kind of verklempt for your success. Coming home on the bus Friday, etc. Just kind of looking at it going, there's our boys, they're in Kerrang, man.
Oh, that's very nice.
You accomplished something that we all had ambitions to do when we were younger as well, so be proud of that and take that forward. You had a separate interview for the print then, as you mentioned. The website slash premiere thing was a bit of an emailer. Was the interview process any different for Kerrang as it was normally, or was it just kind of chats?
They just rang my phone and they were like, me and Jake were in the School of Music and we booked a room. We were just talking to him and stuff. He was really nice. I can't remember his name, it might have been Simon or something, but
Definitely was a Simon.
But yeah, no, it was really nice. Like, really grateful for him to just like what we were doing. It was really sound out of him. So like, yeah, no, it was really cool.
Because that was like the tip of an iceberg where there was a lot of press exposure for you. Yeah. You know, you made it onto Metal Hammer. I believe that there was some bits and bobs in like specialist magazines around the place. The promo found its way to like continental newspapers and all of this. And I believe there was a piece written on you in Hebrew, of all things.
Yeah, that was class. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like Thai or something, or Vietnamese. Like, then we put into Google Translate and we were like, oh, that's really, really nice. And it was in Hebrew. It was cool.
Like, that's incredible, like, that the reach and the momentum that you've built behind the record in such a short space of time is incredible. And you've taken that momentum into your UK tour, which happened this past weekend. We kind of touched on it at the start of the show. Three dates, Bristol, London and Worthing.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
small town, etc. Happening over the course of 3 days with Metalers Cora Vio. Talk to us about the whole experience, how it all came together, you know, living on the road in the UK. You've done a little bit of road dogging now with the UK from last year with Mammoth Fest, and you've crisscrossed Ireland a bunch of times now. Just kind of bring us into the experience, really.
It was great. Like, it was really something that we were looking forward to doing, because we've done a lot of stuff in Ireland now, and it's always great, but we want to keep reaching out as far as we can. So we were like, oh, this year our goal would be to play a few places in England, because we played Brighton last year. And it was just from emailing promoters and stuff, and Cormac was helping us, until they were like, yeah, you can do a gig, just if you leave us alone. And then we went we went over, and every gig was way better than we could have expected, because we were thinking that we were just going to go over, play to like two people and be like, well, we'll tell all the boys at home that we played England, sure they won't know any difference. And it was actually class, like, especially the London gig. It was like packed out the door, and there's a lot of sound heads at it, Simon, is it? From Heavy Blog is Heavy.
Simon.
Yeah, from Heavy Blog is Heavy. He was at it.
All English music journalists are called Simon.
Yeah, oh, so it's just, yeah, safe. But he was really sound. He was really into it. And a lot of people that we were over there were really into it as well. So hopefully we do more stuff over there. I think next year we're going to try get the North in as well and try to do a few more things over in Europe. Just try break her out of like Ireland and keep going. Hopefully like there's a few like other like Irish young fellas as well going, oh, these lads like have done all this crack, I wonder can I do this. So that'd be really nice.
I know there's a lot of older lads going, well, these young fellas have done it and maybe we can take a second stab at it.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact. So dead, I mean, right. Like, God alone, boy. Yeah. Telling you. But with all of this momentum behind you as well, you come home and there just seems to be goodwill up and down. And it's something that, you know, I kind of touched on interviewing you before, including for The Echo tomorrow in your downtown section, that there seems to be a great civic pride in God Alone, because we've seen you grow up as musicians in front of our very eyes over the course of the past couple of years. You know, you're from the North Side specifically. It's working class talent genuinely busting their rear ends to make things work. And, you know, between the support that you've received from the Cork metal scene and getting up and out there, support slots, etc., and then eventually being assisted with touring and everything else. And again, like, it's easy to forget that, you know, one of you is still doing his leaving cert. You know, you've put in that much effort, etc., and they're still so far ahead of you that I feel that God Alone is one of the best good news stories in Cork music at present. And it's evidently not just people with skin in the game that feel that way. Everyone down to the social media account for the North Mon Secondary School, who's claiming you as your own now these days. I suppose talk a little bit about the Cork metal scene, music in Cork in general, kind of how you fit into it, the support you've got, how you feel about it, etc.
Cork is it's paradise. Like, it's the music scene in Cork is brilliant, because if you look at other cities, like, I know we always go really hard on Dublin, but like Dublin, it's really big, and a lot of the subgenres are kind of really tight and they don't like associate a lot. But in Cork, because it's so small, there's not a metal scene, there's not a hardcore scene, there's a music scene. If you go to like any metal gig in like Fred's, there's going to be like DJs there and rappers and producers there and other people in bands, and it's just a nice kind of, it's a nice circle that people have going, and everyone kind of influences each other and everyone's really nice. And we wouldn't have like done half the stuff we did if everyone there was like being a bit of an asshole to us, like. So yeah, we're very, very happy to be from Cork.
How about the Mon?
Mon's class.
Mon is class. 6 years up in the, actually longer, because I went to the primary school as well. I'm a Mon boy, born and bred. Best school ever.
No.
My dad went to the Mon and I went to the Irish part of the Mon. I'm not posh.
Yeah, you're not the real Mon, but I went to the real Mon. I survived it. It's great. Like, I didn't, when I was in the Mon, I didn't really tell any of the teachers or anything that I was in a band doing all this stuff. Like, I remember when we were going to Mammoth Fest and one of the teachers saw a note in my journal saying, sorry, Jake wasn't in, he was playing a gig in Brighton. They were like, what? Because I was really, really quiet in school. They're like, what, you're in a metal band? So it's nice that they found out now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what you have upcoming regarding gigs in Cork City, but first we're going to go back to some more tunes. Worn Out with No Truth, I believe that was their second or so single.
It was a third, I think. Yeah. Circle of Drain was the second one, but yeah, Worn Out are class. They're, again, like with Baylor, they've always been very, very supportive of us and we're supportive of them. They're doing good things with hardcore, like, and they're just great, man. They're really sound. So,
speaking of great men and people that you've shared the stage with recently in Blackpool, you know, you talked a little bit in The Echo about keeping lineups on your Irish tour diverse and including a bit of electronica. These lads shared a stage with you on the Sunday in the Lido, and that's Actual Acid with Crush.
Well, he's like the nicest fella ever, and like, I don't understand electronic music. Like, I've tried to make it and my brain just went no, and like, he's like, I don't understand how he does what he does, but it's unreal and it's just class, and he's like the nicest fella ever, and he just makes lethal tunes.
You're going to get an earful of it momentarily, but first, this is Worn Out with No Truth here on Red on Red.
They hang on every word you say, but I can see that they're so true. They hang on every word, but I can see.
Actual Acid with Crush Electronica on the Houssou Records label, available now across all streaming services. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, and we're still joined in studio by Cian and Jake of God Alone. Their new self-titled EP is available now at godalone.bandcamp.com and available across all streaming services. The lads are also gigging around Cork during the month of December, the first of which has actually been officially announced. December 14th at Fred Zeppelin's alongside new Cork sludgers Skellig and a progressive metal band of mysterious origin in the Boys from Yurt. One of the few metal bands whose entire metal discography I've reviewed for one magazine or another over the course of the last decade or so. And really just, it's such a rare thing to see them live that it's going to be a complete sight to see them upstairs in the Red Room on Parliament Street. But on top of all of this, December 14th, 8 p.m. Tickets are €8 alongside a free CD for the first couple of people in the door. But more to the point, for Cork Metal, this gig is the most recent installment of Paranoid Beast's Paranoid Pit series that happens the last Saturday of every month, usually with the exception of Christmas this time around, obviously, at Fred Zeppelin's. Of course, Moss and Con, the two lads behind Paranoid Beast, running a label, running monthly local metal gigs, running bigger gigs and bigger venues, running the Monolith and Ritual of the Evil Eye festivals, just absolute soldiers for the development of metal in Cork City, and lads with which you've worked with extensively in the past as well.
It's been very nice to us. We played the first Paranoid Pit back in March or something, and there's a decent photo of me and Jake looking like, you know, that painting where a man's like touching the other guy's hand. It's like God and the other fella.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the one that he did. And it's like, it looks like us doing that in Fred's and we're being like held up and stuff. It's very cool. But yeah, no, that gig would be cool now. And we're playing Monoliths as well next year. Lineup that looks mental as well.
Announced already. Check out Paranoid Beast on social media for more information. But yeah, just a service they're doing also is they're recording all of these gigs. Tomás O'Brien is engineering all of these gigs, recording them for release. We were scheduled to have a couple of them in their entirety on the Red on Red podcast, and you can stay tuned for that over the course of the coming months. You're also playing a special Christmas party at a venue that is yet to be formally announced, at a date that is to be formally announced, with a bunch of very special boys. How much or how little can you talk about that yet?
I think we're allowed to say the full thing. I think he was like, yeah boys, that's grand.
Okay, you got a scoop for us here now on the Red podcast.
We're playing the Kino on the 20th of December with Hope Is Nice and Horse, and we're going to get fierce festive with it.
Festive?
Oh, yeah. Last year we did a Christmas gig in Daly with Baylor and Worn Out, and we sang All I Want for Christmas with Sean Long, and it was beautiful.
Shout out to Sean Long, the most regular man in the game.
Oh, absolute king. So we're going to try and up that now this year and get like full choir and like orchestra and shit. Like, see how it goes, but it will be festive.
You fit him in the new Kino too, because there's been some work undertaken on that venue by the Good Room folks since its relaunch in September.
I thought you meant you'd fit Sean Long in the venue now because he's so fucking big.
He's a big boy, all right, and you'd easily fit him in the venue, but you'd fit... it's interesting to see what way you can push that venue in particular because of the width of the stage, I suppose, really, is that going to make for a really interesting dynamic in there?
We did our album launch there last year when the stage was way smaller, needed a smaller PA, and it didn't look half as cool.
Yeah.
But it looks mental now. The big curtain thingy and the Dacent PA and the big massive stage, and I'm going to start working in there as well on Friday, and I'm very happy with that.
Congratulations.
So I really like the Kino and the people who work there. They're very nice.
Yeah, the Kino is great. We like playing bigger stages quite a lot because the majority of our show is us jumping around and stuff, and when it's a small stage I feel kind of limited. I don't feel as sweaty as I should be.
Yeah.
So yeah, this would be great. Now there'd be a fierce amount of shapes being thrown at this. So
unreal. You can find out more information on that on the Kino social media as and when it is formally announced, with thanks a million to everybody involved for their patience in breaking that particular scoop via this podcast. You've also got gigs happening in Belfast again before the end of the year. They seem to have taken a shine to you.
Belfast, class. Yeah, we're playing the Crypt of the Riff. That's organised.
That is such a cool name for a festival.
Class, I know.
This is the second or third year of it now. The Crypt of the Riff. That's fucking brilliant.
Organised by Jake and playing Living Promotions. He's the guitarist and Elder Druid as well, who are decent and really sound.
And also Cork resident at this stage.
Oh yeah, they're here every week. Yeah,
they've played five or six gigs in Cork now.
But yeah, no, really looking forward to going and playing. Voodoo is class as well. And I was going to go on about Buckfast there, but I don't think I will. I think that'll be a bit much. But yeah, no. Yeah, I really look forward to playing Belfast again. People are really nice up there and I like using their money as well. It's kind of cool.
After all is said and done, you've got a busy 2020 ahead of you. Apparently there's the bones of some other stuff written up and ready to go already. It would be easy for you to... Sorry, 3, 2... It would be a no-brainer to say that other UK and Europe stuff is possibly in the pipeline. What can you tell us about 2020 and what's next for God Alone?
We're just going to keep writing stuff, really. We think at the moment we're onto something really, really good. So the next release that we make will probably be hopefully better than the last two as well. It's getting very, very experimental at the moment. So it should be interesting. Hopefully we can push more boundaries on the next thing. Yeah, we're thinking of doing another UK tour, but a bit bigger this time, hitting the north.
Hitting the north.
And then we're going to try to do Europe as well, because that's where the big boy scene is. So hopefully people like us there as much as most of people in Ireland say they do. So
when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about where to find God Alone online and their immediate future. But coming up, we got two more tunes. You've chosen The Altered Hours with Dig Early.
They're unreal. They're really, really nice. Paddy's done sound for us, a rake. And like, they just make class tunes. Just really, really nice.
They're such lovely people too, and they're so glad to be in each other's company. That's the thing that you'll get to me about The Altered Hours, and I said it a bunch of times. You can watch any combination of those five people on stage at any given time. Watch how they interact with each other, they play with each other. They're in a zone.
Ah, yeah, they're the best buds. Like, it's really nice to see.
It is. Speaking of things that are really nice to see, you also have Automatic Blue with Antoinette.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a band in college with Drew. Like, we all go to college with him, and he's an absolute hero. He just makes class tunes. Like, his live band are really good as well. Like, he has Alex Goff and Matt from Ghost King's Dead and Aaron from Archaeos and a synth fella who I haven't met. Which, yeah, I know.
And Jack from Actual Acid.
Oh, and Jack from Actual Acid. Jesus Christ, I forget that.
Oh, you forget that House U Records is a little bit of a cousin's club there in that respect, with all the Corrigans involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, they're great boys, and Drew is lovely and makes class tunes.
We're going to hear from Automatic Blue momentarily, but first, this is The Altered Hours with Dig Early, here on Red on Red. We'll be right back. Automatic Blue with Antoinette here on Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast. And before we wrap up for the week, Cian, Jake, as we were talking about before the jump and throughout the course of the episode, busy, busy, busy times with a lot more ahead of you. With that being said, the floor is yours. Any shout outs you want to make, any plugs you want to put in, any curses you want to put on people, anybody that you want to tell that you love them, the floor is yours.
Shout out to my mum and dad one time. They're lovely and they've been very nice to me.
Yeah, a shout out to the shout out to the big woman at home, Rosina. She's my rock. she looks after God alone quite a lot. We have a little thing at home now with all the little prizes we've gotten from like Galway, so it's turning into a nice God alone shrine from when we're on the road. Like, yeah,
that is lovely. There's absolutely nothing like Irish parents now. In fairness.
Gotcha.
We can also find God Alone across social media, God Alone Cork on Twitter. God Alone, full stop, on Facebook. What's your Insta?
God Alone _ Cork. And our Snapchat is xxgodloneXX. But we'll only add you back if you pay us money.
What kind of exclusive content can we hope to find on your Snapchat, lads?
You're going to have to subscribe to find out. It's saucy.
Have you got the gold account?
Well, no, it's mostly just us eating chocolate fingers and watching wrestling, but like...
The lad's new EP is also available across digital streaming services and on godalone.bandcamp.com, where you can purchase it in any file format of your choosing alongside the rest of the God Alone discography. That about wraps it up for this week's episode of Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast from Red FM and redextra.ie. Thank you very much to Cian Milan and Jake O'Driscoll of God Alone for joining us this episode.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
And thank you very much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please take the time to subscribe and leave a review on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as other podcasting platforms. Every subscription, every rate, every share on social media, every little bit of word of mouth helps us to spread the word of DIY music in Cork City a little bit better. Make sure to check out the artists featured online or an upcoming gig. And if you'd like more Irish tunes, please be sure to listen into Green on Red on Sunday nights with Alan O'Donovan for the best of all that is Irish on Cork's Red FM, 104 to 106. Cian, you're leaving us with one of your phalanx of other musical projects, Red Sun Alert, fronted by Julia Pavlak with Live, Laugh, Love.
Yeah, we make like kind of angry shit, I suppose. And Julia's really nice. She's the best woman. And like, yeah, no, I just think what we do is cool.
And that's a beautiful note to wrap up on. This is Red Sun Alert with Live, Laugh, Love. This has been Red on Red, and we'll talk to you next week.
Red on Red.
Can I just add the quote of everybody wants happiness and nobody wants rain? But everyone wants happiness and no one wants pain. But you can't have sunshine without a little rain.
That'll go on the blooper reel.
Can we add that? That was class.
We'll add it somewhere. I just can't guarantee where in the conversation I'll be able to drop it.
Fucking anywhere.
But, go on. Yeah, talk to us about the Irish tour now.